Hello everyone, it's Sunday, March the 22nd. Another day of being in the house. I'm in Arizona. We don't have the statewide shutdown like California, thank the Lord. But life is different right now. Kids are out of school right now, at least until April the 10th. I am just off this weekend. I'm going back to work tomorrow because when you work in the healthcare field, life goes on. So, what I want to talk about is seeking Christ right now. I know my last podcast was talking about seeking Christ, and I'm going to continue with that. You know, I mean, being a believer, you know, I'm praying that people who don't know Christ will seek him. Because if you can see what's going on right now, this has never happened before. And if you're not in Christ, it should be scary. And these are things that, as believers, I mean, we knew a lot of stuff was going to happen or start happening. Not exactly what, you know, the coronavirus, but in the Bible it talks about pestilences and, you know, earthquakes in diverse places and wars and rumors of wars. All of these things are in the Bible. And it's been going on for a while, but the things that are happening now, I mean, there's been diseases going on for a long time, but like now, it's the way that things are being shut down, you know, and this is a worldwide pandemic, so it can be scary. But the thing that you need to hold on to is Christ and his promises, because that's what I'm holding on to. That's what my family's holding on to. So I pray that if, you know, you're seeing what's going on right now, that you will seek him, that you pray, that you repent, ask for forgiveness of your sins, and earnestly seek him. Read your Bible and just have faith that we're going to make it through this. But also know that everything that's going on this earth right now, it's all temporary. We need to think eternally and where we'll be eternally. So we'll get through this. We'll get through it. Thank you.